Welcome to Everyday Happiness, where we create lasting happiness in about 2 minutes a day through my signature method of intentional margins, creating harmony between your to-dos and your priorities, happiness science, and musings about life. I'm your host, Katie Jeffcoat, and we've been talking about the tactical part of priorities and creating intentional margins. But today, I want to mix it up a little bit and talk about the why. The feelings we are trying to achieve. We look at our calendar, which we are going to dig into more tomorrow, but I want to be thinking about how I would feel. So for me, having order is a high value. Having a clean house and not seeing the mess helps me feel more balanced, relaxed, in harmony, and just happy. Now, do I like cleaning? Of course not. Do I want to spend my time cleaning? Absolutely not. Is cleaning a high priority for me? Does it excite me? No. But I do know that having a clean kitchen in particular helps me feel calm and balanced, and that is important to me. So that looks like during our family meeting, which is in the morning every day at 8 a.m., my husband and I tidy up the kitchen. So when I come home from dropping off the kids at school, my kitchen is clean. And when my kitchen is clean, it makes me happy and I feel like I can tackle the rest of the day. When my laundry is done on the weekends, so all of the children, including myself, have what we need for the week, my week flows better. I feel more balanced. I feel like I'm able to tackle my week without the stress of having to throw in a load of laundry and stay up late to fold those clothes because that cuts into my sleep. And sleep is a high priority for me. Having enough sleep helps me be a happy person and achieve this harmony that I'm after. I know that if I get to enjoy one cup of coffee in a quiet house and spend some time on this micro podcast before my family wakes up, I'm a better mom. It checks the two happiness boxes in the scientific happiness equation: doing something I enjoy, sipping a warm beverage, and writing and researching for this podcast, which is purpose. The more you can really align with your life, with your priorities, and how you want to feel, I believe the more balance or harmony you will feel. So until next time, go out there and spread some kindness, because remember, kindness is contagious.